because you do not belong to my sheep. When I read that, I just couldn't bear to think about not belonging to the family of God and not even knowing the voice of God or the voice of Jesus, and that I might not be able to hear when he calls my name. So as Jesus is speaking to these Jews thought they belonged. They knew their customs, they knew their rituals, they knew the law. They thought they had a place where they belonged. And they also thought they knew who the Messiah was, or should be. And they were in suspense because they didn't realize, they didn't know that Jesus was the Messiah, that Jesus was God's own son come to save them, because they had their idea of who the Messiah was, and he didn't fit their idea. So they weren't listening for God's voice, they were listening to their own voice. Today, in our culture, we are listening to all sorts of different voices. We are seeking to belong somewhere. We have the nuns, we have the duns, we have the atheists, we have the agnostics, and I've got some puzzled looks. You want to know what a nun and a dun is, don't you? Nuns will have nothing to do with God's word or God's church. Duns are a little bit scarier. Duns are those who've been in our pews, who've heard God's word, who know the voice of God, have heard Jesus call their name, have knelt at the altar, have been baptized, but then have been hurt by the church, so they are done, and they've walked out our doors. But they haven't stopped seeking. They want to know, where do I belong in the kingdom of God? The nuns have no idea if they even want to belong in the kingdom of God. And the atheists and the agnostics are sitting outside making judgments upon God's people. So as Jesus is speaking to these Jews who are making judgment, and he says, "You do not belong to my sheep," it is because they do not believe. They do not believe. So often, we don't know what we truly believe, so we don't know where we truly belong. And our young people, and even our older people, but our young people are struggling to know where they belong. And if we don't have the community, the body, the love of God here, if we have instead judgment, they won't feel like they belong. God's church is a place of sanctuary, a place where we can grow and be and experience God's love, God's compassion, God's wonder, where we can test. Whoa, that was a pretty bird flying by. Sorry, that was one of those moments where we can be tested by a body that loves us. You know, test our skills, test our strength, where we can learn to expand what it means to be a follower of Jesus. As we hear his voice and he tells us to go, we can hear where he tells us what fields to go to. So what we want as this community of Christians, this community of believers, this body of Christ, what we want to be is a place where everyone knows they belong. A while ago, I'm not going to age myself and say when, there was a show about Boston in a bar. It was called Cheers. "Where Everybody Knows My Name" was the theme song of the bar. Well, we want the body of Christ, the church, to be a place where everybody knows your name. Not because you're doing something wild and wonderful, but because you're important, just because God created you. So that you know, this is the place where I belong. And I've heard it of the people who have come in and told their faith stories about why they're here at Plank Chapel. Sally's had that confession that this is where I felt I belonged. I've heard Sarah say she felt so welcomed and loved here that she was finally someplace where she belonged. I've heard Gwen say this is the only place she belongs. Just realized I'm talking about all about women. So men, you need to start telling your stories about why this is the place where you belong. Though he hasn't told it, I am going to tell the Thomas story. Thomas grew up here. Thomas grew and learned about who Jesus was here in this place. And Thomas tries to live out the legacy that he was taught by all of you, by his father, by his mother. Thomas tries to embody what it means to be a part of the community of believers. And as he leads and DJ co-leads with him in the Methodist Men, I see them working hard to create that new legacy of the new generation who is going to lead here and lead in a way that is new and wonderful, because this is where they belong. It's the reason we have people like Matthew and Jasper and Ariana who are learning how to run sound systems, run PowerPoints, create PowerPoints, so that our worship is supported and God is honored and glorified. We have young people who know where they belong because we make the place a place where they are welcomed and loved, where CT can be allowed to be CT in all of his wonder and utter joy. And we've even allowed Austin to dance in the midst of worship. We are a place, or we are to be called that place, where God's love can shine out into the community. People need a place to belong. And what happens when they don't have one? When they're a done or a none, or someone sitting on the fence, or someone who has decided God doesn't make any sense at all. They need a place that they can even come and express that. Where they know that they can walk into our fellowship hall when we're having maybe Thursday night crafters or senior circle, or Wednesday morning, Four Seasons Cafe, or even at Faith and Fitness, that they can come in and be themselves in this place. In our chapel chatter, I talked about two particular scriptures that were supposed to kind of bookend what it means to be community in our series on what does it mean to be the body of Christ, the community here. The first one was the Jeremiah passage, where we're told that the shalom, the prosperity of the community in which we're planted, is important to us, because in our prosperity, our peace, our shalom is directly connected to where we are planted, where we worship. And the other side of that was the Acts 2 community that had come alive through the power of the Holy Spirit when the church was born. And they were living out that gospel message of making sure the body was cared for, everyone meeting their needs, that they would gather and worship and feast together and then share the bread of God and then distribute what wealth they had to meet the needs of the community. So one was the call of what it means to be the community where we're planted. God's call through the prophet Jeremiah to a people far away from God's promise to continue to live out that promise wherever they were, to the vision of the community empowered by the Holy Spirit. And people were thriving and going in droves to that community because they knew that they belonged there. They knew that the people knew their name, knew their needs, that Jesus could call them, and they were his sheep because of the disciples that went when they were told to go and proclaim that message, to offer peace, offer hope, and offer love. Where do I belong? In the body? Everybody, everybody's gift, whether a gift to proclaim, a gift to sing, a gift to play, a gift to write, a gift to power wash, a gift to weed, a gift to cook, a gift to grow, a garden. Everybody's gifts are needed to make the body strong so that the body can be an instrument through which God can change the community. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, was talking about taking care of his flock so that his flock wouldn't perish, but so that his flock could also proclaim the message of his salvation. That's why the reading in Acts was an important reading this morning, because we see from Peter, who was one of his sheep, to the work that Peter did in Joppa. God's work will not stop until the world is transformed. But so many need a place to belong. And they're seeking other places. They're seeking gangs. They're seeking drugs. They're seeking any place where they can, they're seeking bars, any place where they can feel of value. When this place offers them the one who not only values them, but who created them to be the person, the beautiful person that they are. So where do we belong? We belong right here. We belong right here, right now, in this community, to proclaim the message, not only that it is well with our soul, but that we are so excited to call you in to this place and share the witness of God's love for you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.